good morning, iHeartRadio family and friends and people listening all across our network and the USO Radio Network. This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Welcome to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. We've got a great Friday show lined up today, which I will be discussing here in a little while. And I've got a great voice that back together. My voice is sounding good, so that's always a good thing. Like I said, we got a great lineup that we're going to be telling you about. I hope you guys are doing great. TGIF, thank goodness it's Friday. Or if you want to word it like I always say another way, thank God it's Friday. And the weekend is creeping upon us, Labor Day weekend. I'm sure a lot of y'all have plans. Be safe out there. And let me kick this off here real quick. There we go. I want to be sure to put iHeartRadio in there. And I want to thank each and every one of you guys. I had talked to the iHeartRadio up there in New York, and they wanted to tell me that we had ranked number one. That's right, number one on Christian Podcasting Morning Brews. Christian Podcasting Show, I want to thank you guys very much. You've literally made my day, and the Book of Revelations, a lot of listeners are listening to the Book of Revelations, and I tell you what, I appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. You know what? It's Friday, so you know what that means. There we go. I feel good. Got to have James Brown in there. It wouldn't be complete without Mr. James Brown on a Friday. Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you what, the feedback, like I always have been talking about on the Book of Revelations, the questions you guys have sent in and the answers that I have diligently given you guys. I really, truly appreciate it. I appreciate the encouragement because I like to know from my end, how am I doing as far as am I reaching out to you? And apparently we are because the listener count is going up, and I'm just truly blessed. And you know what? I give all every bit of this to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Again, I want to say good morning from Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Our cool friend has come through, PTL, praise the Lord. So the humidity level has went down. We've had some bad storms. It's kind of threw us for a loop. Started off with Sunday morning praise. Our internet was down. So you can't do anything without it, the internet nowadays, as far as music-wise and show-wise. So it was kind of challenging. So we were unable to do it a couple of days. But we're back and we're rolling. And I want to talk about what's going to happen on our show on a Friday. I want to remind you, too, that we have a toll-free 1-800 number for our ministry prayer line, 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. Also, you can call or text, and you can stay anonymous, or just tell me what state you're from and the situation. And I have an email address, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Okay, we're going to dive in here in a little while on the Book of Revelations, chapter 8. Our topic's going to be the seventh seal and the golden censer. This is going to have about 14 verses in it that I'm going to be reading to you guys. And Deacon Paul Brown is in the building. I've got pumpkin spice with zero sugar. You believe that? Deacon Brown's here this morning. He's drinking coffee with me. He wants a yik-yak. He misses you guys. He's got to at least try to come in the studio once a week if he can. So the deacon's here, the deek. So we'll have him as on our visit. And I've got a great Bible devotion I'm fixing to read to you guys. It's called Full Surrender. And I got some great music, Christian music coming up. Got a triple pack. No Bill Gaither today, guys. Okay. All right, let's get the jumping jacks rolling. I got to get you motivated. Get the coffee rolling. You ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's roll. Okay, and today on our Bible devotion, we're going to talk about full surrender. If you go to the book of Mark, chapter 8 and verse number 35, Scripture reminds us, whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. You know, a police sergeant once said, what is the secret of victorious Christian living? Well, I told him that there's no magic formula, but if any word could describe it, it would be surrender. You may ask, how can I surrender in my life? It is surrender in the same way that the salvation comes to the sinner. In fact, friends, there needs to be confession of sins and a complete yielding in every area of our lives, personalities, and wills to Jesus Christ, plus faith that Christ will accept that commitment. You know, it's not enough for us to be confirmed or to make a decision for Christ at the end of the altar. We cannot walk successfully in the glow of that experience for the rest of our lives. Again and again, we need to renew those vows and the covenants with the Lord. And that prayer is the main key. We need to take inventory and have spiritual checkups, regular spiritual checkups, like you would at a doctor's office. Jesus said, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up the cross daily, and follow me. Find that in the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse number 23. Daily surrender, that's the key to daily victory. Amen, amen. On a Friday, stand by, fan favorite, your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas, alias The Deke, coming right up. There he is getting his tap dancing going on. He's standing up and doing a little bit of a little tap dance. He don't even have tapping shoes on, friends. What do you say? Let's give, as the big band plays that, a very warm welcome. My friend, your friend, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Hello, Deacon. How you doing, the Deke? Let's give you some crow this morning.
Hello, CA, and good morning, everybody. Good morning. Give me a little bit of that morning crow there, CA. How's everybody doing? This is Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Drinking some good old pumpkin spice. I see, CA, that you got pumpkin spice.
That's right. I found pumpkin spice with zero sugar. That's right, zero sugar. You know, I've been sharing, Deacon, that I am on a sugar substitute. Excuse me, I'm on a sugar substitute. And what I'm doing is I am basically taking the real sugar out and putting the substitute in. That's working just fine. And I got to tell you, friends, out there in iHeartRadio land and other networks, I love it. I have lost a ton of weight. I'm continuing to lose weight. I'm watching what I'm eating, trying to eat more healthier. Because at my young age, Deacon, you've got to be careful. And I know it's yours, you have to, too.
That's right there, CA. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Now, the Turnip Cafe started selling pumpkin latte, kind of similar. Now, it's not Starbucks style. It's their own brand. But I'm going to tell you something right now. They have the sugar substitute in there. And CA, it's very, very nice. I love it. I take my lovely wife, Miss Mildred. We go in there. We sit down. She said, honey, be sure to order me some pumpkin latte. And I said, no problem there, Miss Mildred. We'll get that ordered. And you know what, CA? There ain't nothing better, especially for breakfast, if you're eating. And I don't want to make anybody that might be hungry this morning. But it would be more or less like, you know, you have pumpkin latte, And then you have your water, of course, with your lemon. You gotta have lemon in there, you know what I mean?
Yes, I know exactly what you mean. You have to have lemon.
And then on top of that, I have scrambled eggs. Now, Miss Mildred, she likes her eggs over easy. How do you like yours?
Well, I'm flexible there, Deke. I like mine over easy. I like mine scrambled. Now, my grandfather back in the day, who's up in heaven, he liked his where he mixed his with mustard and ketchup. Now, ketchup was okay, but he wanted me to try it with mustard and ketchup, and it added a little bit of a spark to it, if you can't believe it. It was just amazing.
Now, I never heard of that. That was mustard and ketchup?
Yeah, it used to make my grandmother mad. But my grandmother was really big with hers. It was pepper. She loved pepper. She loved salt. And the salt that she used was, she was the regular salt, but she was being real careful. And my grandmother always, when I stayed over there, always made a big breakfast. Because my grandmother was full Italian. And my grandfather was, had some Irish and Indian in him. Now, grandma, and she has four daughters, one of them's up in heaven, my late aunt. My mom is half Italian. But let me tell you, when grandma got upset, you knew it.
Really?
Yeah, because she spoke it in Italian. And if there was somebody that was a know-it-all, this is how she, everybody likes me to say this word, she calls them the pathetta.
She called it the pathetta?
Yeah, that was her word. She'd always whisper to me because he owned an electric motor shop. And those were good times, good memories, memories that I probably will just never forget. I know I won't, and it's just good laughs. I got so many good laughs I could share. But yes, my grandmother, she always made a big breakfast. She had the biscuits. Now, these wasn't the, and don't get me wrong if anybody works for Pillsbury or not. We're talking with the flour and everything. Big old gigantic Texas-sized biscuits. So when I worked at the ranch for him, my grandmother would, when they retired and went out to the ranch out there, my grandfather would make, had grandma, well, grandma would make a big breakfast, and that would be my grandfather's breakfast and lunch. Now, I'm not talking just the bacon.
Really?
Yeah, I'm talking about the sausage. I mean, everything. And you know what? It was good. It was delicious. And my grandfather's really blessed. They were married for 50 years. And I know they're up there in heaven. I know both of them love the Lord. And I know my late aunt's up in heaven as well. You know, and that's how come I'm getting indulging in on this Revelations 8. And I got to tell you something, changing gears, switching gears for a moment. The feedback has been great. There have been people that have sent me emails, that have sent me messages text-wise. And they said, CA, keep pressing on. We're praying for you, brother. We're getting a lot out of it. And you know, Satan has challenged me with my voice, with chaotic things that are going on before I get started at Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas. But I pray about it. And again, I put all my faith, hope, and trust in the Lord. And all I'm doing is I've got a goal and a mission on this. And that is to get through this Revelations 1 through chapter 22. Touch hearts, reach somebody. It's not about numbers for me. It's just about reminding them to wake up, get it right with God. And if I can help, I'm here.
Absolutely, that's EA. And I understand completely. I really do. And I'm going to tell you something right now. God is so good. Now, when I get up there in the choir, you know, I don't only just do the deacon stuff. I go up there and I lead the choir. And due to COVID-19, we had our issues. But as churches are opening up and they're wearing the mask and they're being social distance till we get a vaccine.
Amen.
God is going to take care of this whole matter. And now we do have some senior citizens that, you know, that have to be careful.
I know. My parents are senior citizens too. I check on them daily. But yes, they have. Everybody has to be careful. It's very dangerous. But we got to keep in mind that God's got it. And we continue to pray. And it's going to be okay.
That's right. And I can't wait because I know a vaccine's going to happen really soon. And it's all in God's timing.
That's right. Now, before I let you go, I got to ask you, how is this pumpkin spice? Take another sip of it.
Okay, hang on.
Man, you're drinking that thing. Excuse me, allergies this morning. You're drinking that thing like a big gulp.
CA, you did extraordinarily. I think you need to give yourself a cheer for that. And I also want to give you a hand clap. and another chia. And I want to be sure you give yourself some crow this morning.
Really? Why is that?
Because I want to congratulate you for reaching number one Christian Morning Boo Christian podcast. And I heard called you, told you, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I talked to them, and they wanted to congratulate me. And the listener count, they said, has just been extraordinarily great with the Book of Revelation. Because you know why? People are hungry about wanting to know about Jesus Christ. Excuse me. They want to know about Jesus, and they're indulging in. We live in times of depression, uncertainty, chaos. Yes, this is God's world. Yes, He has plans for us. But we got to get back to Bible believing, Bible teaching, get indulged into the Word, and tell our brothers and sisters in Christ about Jesus, because we are the lighthouse. Wouldn't you agree? Excuse me, I take a little swig of water.
Yes, I would agree 100% because we are the lighthouse for the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right. Now, Deacon, before I let you go, I got a triple pack of mixed music. There's one that I'm going to play, and you want to tell everybody have a great week?
Yeah, I want everybody to have a great week. Social distance. Enjoy your weekend. This is Deacon Paul Brown signing off.
All right. Bye, buddy.
Bye, CA.
All right, here we go. Michael W. Smith, one of my favorites. Above all. Good morning on a Friday. Let's focus on the Lord today. What do you say? Take a little time and pray, even during this song.
You were here before the world began. Come on, let's go!
Amen. I'm diving in. Stephen Curtis Chapman on a Friday. And I know you guys are going to say, you're going to give me a laugh on this. Not Stephen Curtis Chapman, but what I forgot to do. That's right. I forgot to play the coffee song. However, okay, enough on the laughs. I'm going to be playing that immediately after our topic on the book of Revelations, chapter 8. Okay, if you got your Bibles this morning, or if you're waking up with your coffee, and you're like, see, hey, just read it, we'll just listen to you. Whatever it may be for you. We're going to go to the book of Revelations, chapter 8, and we're going to go through 14 verses. So you ready? Here we go. Revelations chapter 8, verse 1 starts off, when he opened the seventh seal, there was a silence in heaven for about a half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God. To them were given seven trumpets. Another angel who had a golden censer came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all the saints. On the golden altar before the throne, the smoke of the incense together with the prayers of the saints went up before God from the angel's hands. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and he hurled it on the earth, and they came to the peals of the thunder, rumblings, flashes of lightning, and an earthquake. Then the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared to sound them. The first angel sounded his trumpet, and there came hell and fire mixed with blood, as it hurtled down upon the earth. A third of the earth was burned up, a third of the trees was burned up, all of the green grass was burned up. The second angel sounded the second trumpet, and something like a huge mountain, all ablaze, was thrown in the sea. A third of the sea turned into blood, a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. The third angel sounded his trumpet like a great star, blazing like a torch, fell from the sky on the third of the river and on the springs of the water. The name of the star is Woodworm. A third of the water turned bitter, and many people died from the waters that have become bitter. The fourth angel sounded his trumpet, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them turned dark. A third of the day was without light, and a third was without night. As I watched, I heard an eagle that was flying in midair call out with a loud voice, "Woo, woo, woo," to the inhabitants of the earth because of the trumpet of the blast to be sounded by the other three angels. And we'll continue on that on chapter 9. So what's the breakdown, CA, of all this? Well, let me just give you a little bit of the contents of this in Revelations, okay? The seventh seal, friends, is open, and the seven angels appear with seven trumpets ready to proclaim the purpose of God. Another angel casts out fire on the earth, which produces terrible storms of vengeance. You find that in verses 3 through 5. Now, the seven angels prepare to sound the trumpets in verse 6, right? And then 4 sound them in verses 7 and 12 in chapter 8. Then another angel denounces greater woes to come, which we'll be reading about in verse 13. So my discussion on this Revelations, at least right now on the breakdown on Revelations chapter 8, verses 1 through 6. The seventh seal is open. There's a profound silence in heaven for a space. All quiet in the church, for whenever the church on the earth cries through oppression, that cry reaches up to heaven, or it is a silence of expectations. You see, friends, trumpets were given to the angels who were to sound them. The Lord Jesus is the high priest of the church, having a golden censer and much incense, fullness of merit in his own glorious person. So would that man study to know is that the fullness is that Christ and endured to be acquainted with his excellency. Now, would that have been truly persuaded that Christ had such an office as the intercessor, which he now performs with a deep sympathy? No prayers thus recommended was ever denied hearing and acceptance. These prayers thus accepted in heaven produce great things upon the earth, as we well studied. The Christian worship and religion, pure and heavenly in the origin and the nature, was sent down to the earth, conflicting with the passions, friends, and the worldly projects of sinful men, which produced remarkable truance here to set forth to a prophetical language, as the Lord himself declared. Now, you can read that particular part and study on it. Make note, Luke chapter 12, verse number 49. Continuing on with my notes that I have for you guys on Revelations chapter 8, verses 7 to 13. Now, we're going to get to that point later on, but I'll go ahead and read it to you anyway on my notes. The first angel did sound the first trumpet, and it was followed by hail and fire, as we well studied, and mingled with blood. A storm of races, a mixture of dreadful errors falling on the church or in the tempest of destruction. Now, the second angel sounded his trumpet, and a great mountain burning with fire was cast down on the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. And by this mountain, friends, some understand that the leaders of this persecution and others in Rome was sacked by Goths and Vandals. Now, with great slaughter and cruelty, as we studied. Now, the third angel sounded his trumpet, and there fell a star from heaven, okay, as we well know. Some take this to be an illuminate governor. Others take it to be some person with power who corrupted the churches of Christ. The doctrines, as I've studied on, of the gospel, the springs of spiritual life, comfort, and vulgar to the souls of the men, are corrupted and are made bitter by this mixture of dangerous errors. So the souls of the men find ruin as they sought refreshment. Now that fourth angel, as he sounded his trumpet and darkness fell upon the great lights of heaven, they gave light to the world, the sun and the moon and the stars. Now the guides and the governors are placed higher than the people, and they are dispensed as light and kind of influence to them. Where the gospel comes to the people and has not proper effects on their hearts and their lives, it is followed by dreadful judgments. You see, God gives alarm by his written word, by ministers, by on men's consequences, and by the signs of the times, so that if people are surprised, it is their own fault. You see, friends, the anger of God makes all comforts bitter, and even life itself burdensome. But God in this world sets bounds to the most terrible judgments, corruption of doctrine and worship in the church, and the great judgments. And also there were usual causes of tokens on other judgments coming on people. I want you to keep in mind, before the three trumpets were sounded, there were solemn warnings of how terrible the clamor trees would be that will follow in lesser judgments that do not take effect. Keep in mind, the church and the world must expect greater. And when God comes to punish the world, the inhabitants shall tremble before him. Let sinners take warning to flee from the wrath to come. Let believers learn to be value and to be thankful for their privileges, and let patience continue in well-doing. And I hope that that gives you some idea on that summary, because it's very important. Like I said, I cannot stress enough, if you don't have it right with Jesus, now is the time to get it right. He is the olive branch to get to heaven, to get to God the Father. He is the olive branch, and we need him each and every day of our life. And I know a lot of you guys say, well, see, it's easy for you to know. Not necessarily, because I'm going to tell you this. Without God, you can have all the riches and you can enjoy life, and that's good. You know, God wants us to enjoy life. But you also want to keep this in mind, friends, is that where does it all come from? Where does the money, you know, you're being blessed, you're making money, life's good. Now, I know during pandemic times it's rough, but where does your money come from? It comes from God. He's given you the ability, he's given you some money to survive. When you're down to nothing, he's up to something. And if you don't know him, I'm going to give you my 1-800 number. Let me help you. I can help you. My ministry team can help you. I've got local ministers that I know. I've got ministers outside the world and on our USO radio network too as well. It's 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. Email morningsbrew@gmail.com. morningsbrew@gmail.com. Okay, before we close out in a prayer, I've got to play this for you. Let's enjoy the coffee song. Give me a good cup of coffee and Jesus, that's right, Jesus in the Morning exclusively and only played majority on Fridays and sometimes on Saturdays on the Morning Brew Christian podcast show syndicated on iHeartRadio. Now, before I get ready to close out in a prayer, there's one more thing I was going to tell you guys. If you get a chance, like me on Facebook, the Morning Brew Christian podcast, and share my podcast with your friends. Tell them to follow me on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasting, I would say Google Play. That has changed. If you have an Android phone, that would be Google Podcast now. You can download Google Podcast. Also, I want you to see that I have encouraging words on there that I post from time to time. You can share those. My friend Toby Mack sends me things that I like to post on there too for you guys as well. Also, if you get a chance, you're going to have to probably scroll down some on my Facebook page. I have a link to a podcast that was done here recently with Toby Mack. Talks about the loss of his son. Very touching. Have a hanky if you listen to that. And, you know, let me know your thoughts and feedback on that as well. Okay? Not sure if I'll be doing a podcast tomorrow. If I don't do one tomorrow, we're going to be doing Sunday Morn Praise, Lord willing. Have the internet up hopefully by then too as well. It'll stay up, that is. Okay? Okay. All right. Well, let's lead off in a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all you do on a Friday. We pray you just watch over us, guide us, protect us. Let us have a good day. Father God, be it the ones that are infected with this COVID-19. May you just give them a touch from you. Touch them and heal them, I pray. Be it the ones that are sick, the ones that are going through Desiree right now. For we give all of this in your precious name. We love you. Keep us safe. In Christ's name, we pray. Amen. All right, that's going to end my podcast show here at beautiful Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. I want you to remember, friends, that the sun does rise on the other side. Again, this is CA, your on-air Christian personality on iHeartRadio. What else do I ask you guys to do? Enjoy life. Live it to its fullest. L-I-F-E. Be safe. Please, please, please keep your social distance, even though the count may be down. Hey, be sure to get your flu shot. I'm getting mine in about a couple of weeks. Get your flu shot. Vaccine's coming. Let's just keep praying. God's got this, okay? And also enjoy life. L-I-F-E, explanation point, dot. Have a great day, guys. Be safe as I get ready to turn the lights off here at the studio. Bye for now.